Message number 207. Hardened souls will not find the warning easy. Friday, September 30, 2011 at 21:15. My dearly beloved daughter, my task to convert souls increases now in its intensity. Please warn as many as you can to prepare their souls before the warning. Inform all those priests, nuns, bishops, and other denominations who believe in my Eternal Father to listen to my word. So many of my children are in such darkness that the light of my divine glory will hurt their souls. They will feel real pain because they will not be able to withstand this great act of my mercy. Some people smile in amusement at these holy messages. This makes me sad. Not because they do not believe that I speak to them in this way, but because they don't want to believe in me. For all of you who are worried about your loved ones, please pray that the purification facing them during the warning will bring them finally into my heart. I ask that all my followers now protect themselves from Satan. They must sprinkle every corner of their home with holy water, wear a Benedictine cross, and keep rosary beads close. Pray also to Saint Michael the Archangel. Satan and his army of followers will do everything to convince you that it is not I who speaks. Satan and his demons will start tormenting you and placing terrible doubts in your minds. You, my children, can stop him by following my instructions. Sadly, he will twist the minds of weak souls into complete rejection of me. Hardened souls will not find the warning easy. They will argue about the way they have offended me. Even the burning fires of hell which they will experience during the warning will not wipe away all the doubts of my existence. Many will spread lies about the warning after it takes place. They, the heathen who are slaves to Satan, will create a lie which they will spread everywhere. Scientific arguments will be put forward to explain away the event. They do not want to hear the truth. They must be prayed for. So strong has the grip of Satan taken a hold over the world that my name will not be uttered in public. Discussion of my existence on earth is seen to be an embarrassing topic of conversation. My name today is used mainly through the use of bad language, or worse, by the slip of the tongue when cursing. But hear me now. My name will be heard and accepted once more after the warning by those who will convert. Then my name will be used when they, my children, pray to me. Your beloved Jesus.